League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Suki and Joey.
Kurakomi.
Mom.
Good morning, hey, mom. Fans. Good morning.
What's today? Oh, Thursday. Happy Thursday. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Welcome to the show. Yes. So we are here. We're queer.
And I'm down the shore.
I know. I'm so excited for you.
Why?
Because I'm stuck in my apartment.
Well, I'm down the shore and it's really pretty out. The kids are swimming and I'm about to leave to go film with my roomies for a couple days.
Oh, how exciting. Do you know what you're going to be doing? First of all, who's going to be there? Do you know? Or are we not allowed to tell?
Well, everyone's going to be there except Mike, obviously, because he's still in prison. Poor thing.
Yeah.
But he should be out anytime now.
Yeah, soon.
Soon.
Yeah, real soon. And he's getting out a little earlier, though, right?
I mean, we all thought he was going to get out like last month, but no. So, yeah, I think he's supposed to be getting out soon. We're really excited. And, of course, we're going to film with him. And you guys are going to see, like, everything, you know, when he gets out and reuniting. And a little inside news.
A little Easter egg, they're saying.
Mike, the situation has got his six-pack back.
Oh, does he?
Can you imagine?
Oh, wow. He couldn't eat macaronis and funfetti's in the prison, probably.
Well, yeah, but they probably had, like, roast macaroni, so he didn't want to eat it. But he works out twice a day, and he's eating very good. So when he gets out, he's going to look like the old situation.
How exciting. I should go to prison. God forbid, no.
I know. I want to go to prison now.
No.
I'll go to federal. It's fun.
Federal?
That's where he is.
What's federal is different than Max?
Yeah, because Max is, like, where all the murderers go, and the crazy one's federal. It's just, like, you didn't pay your taxes, or you did something, like, you know, federal. Oh, right. It's something not like
so the
murder.
Drug dealers don't go there, right?
Right. Yeah. It's just like, oh, you didn't pay your taxes, you're gonna go here. Or you leaked Jennifer Lawrence's nudes, you're gonna go here.
If what happened?
The guy that leaked Jennifer Lawrence's nudes is in there. So like,
oh, really?
If you do that, you'll go in there. Yeah,
oh,
we met
cool.
him.
Oh, cool. Did you meet the guy from the Fry Festival that's in there?
No, because when we went, he was going like the next couple days.
Oh,
so
no. Yeah, I want
to
be friends with him.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So what are you guys going to film today? You're going to that house?
No, I'm not telling you anything because I don't think we can say it. But
right. Okay.
You guys, it's going to be great. And we're very excited. And make sure you guys watch tonight at 8 on MTV, Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Whatever
Thanks,
you
bye.
Do today when you're filming or this weekend, I want you to make sure Angelina Wiles out. We need to get her drunk. Pour lots of stuff in her drink so she gets fucked up and acts crazy.
Yeah, I'm like her mascot. Like, I'm in charge of getting her drunk. She'll come to me. She'll be like, Nicole, you know what? I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I'm sober. I need to get drunk to, like, make
yeah.
it. I'm like, okay, girl, come in the bathroom. I got some vodka under the sink.
So we were all out to dinner the other night, and we were they were about to go do like a little performance with all the girls, and we wanted to get Angelina drunk so she'd act crazy.
But she's such a weirdo when she's sober. She like doesn't speak. I'm like,
so we
girl.
We kept ordering tequila shots, but then Nicole like pulled the waitress aside and said, "Just give us water." So she thinks so we're looking like we're pounding shots. We were drinking water. Angelina was the only one taking the shots. She got rocked.
Yeah, she was like, "Well," and she was doing poppers.
She was doing poppers while the table. Poppers are a fun little thing that gay people do. Look it up.
Yeah,
she was wilding out. That was so much fun.
She had a good time. So, yeah, what are you up to, you little squirrel?
So, this weekend, actually, I totally forgot that I booked a vacation, and I forgot that when I was
What?
Going to it.
Where? You poor
so
bitch.
Leah and I, we rented a house in the Hamptons for a week. So, we have seven
days.
You're
rich.
Oh, no, Leah's rich. I'm just tagging along.
Wait, is she bringing the baby?
Yes, she's bringing all the fucking kids. They're
is
all coming.
Is she bringing... She only has two kids. Is she
but
bringing
no,
a sitter?
No, her sister got a kid. Huh?
Is she bringing a sitter?
No. Well, no. We have... There's like everyone. There's going to be like... there's going to be lots of babies there, actually.
Oh. Because
it's like a big... like a 10 house bedroom... 10 bedroom house. So, like, four of the couples have kids. Like, so they and some of them have two. They'll be like eight kids there, I think. It's
that's
all kids.
Cute.
So what happens, you know, the infants go down early and then, you know, they're all moms. So, like, you know, we put the, you know, put the baby monitor and we sit in the backyard and, you know, drink and, you know, everyone's fine. So we're not going to go, we don't go out too much when we're there. I think we go out to dinner, like maybe like once or something or twice, but we have a huge pool and like a bar and everything there. So everyone kind of hangs out at the house and like we all kiki there and barbecue and
wait,
stuff.
Wait, didn't you go there last year?
No, we rent a house every summer, different places. That's when I first started going up by you. We rented a house in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, yeah, Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then we did all the wineries and all that shit. That's where I met the Robin Barrow people.
Yes.
So, yeah, we do it every year. And this year we're going to be in West Hampton.
Well, that's cute.
So I think
fun.
We'll go out. Like, I think there's like, I don't know if it's like, I don't think it's like the hip area where all like thirsty people go. I think it's like a little bit more families there instead of like, you know, like, too cool for school, like promoters and like clubs and stuff.
You like Scott Disick people?
Yeah, there is like a One Oak out there, but we're not going there. So, Leah's on the tit still, so we're not going to club in. But we'll probably go to a couple nice restaurants for dinner. You know, go sightseeing, go like, you know, to little towns and go to the beach and shit.
Is she on the tit and drinking? Like, does she have a glass of wine?
Yeah, no, she drinks. She was at a concert last night. She first time she left the baby alone. She went to see the Rolling Stones at Madison Square.
I saw. I was like, oh, she's drinking. But did you see on my Instagram? I did it again.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
I'm so obsessed.
Are you going to get in trouble?
Why would I get in trouble?
What did you do again?
Oh, you didn't see? I posted me drinking wine and Angela's face, like, in the wine glass.
In the wine glass face was.
Yeah, you didn't see my post?
No, I saw it. I saw it.
It was so funny.
I know.
And everyone was up in arms again.
Oh, everyone calm down. Remember when you had your first baby? I got you those test strips so you can test your alcohol in it.
Were you going to say test my period, you freak?
No, you test your milk, your boobs.
Yeah.
Your jugs. Them jugs.
Oh, yeah. And they work. And they'll let you know if it's like a little toxic or if it's not like pure milk. I mean,
and
calm
do
down.
Do you still
people.
Have those or no? You don't even do this. By the third kid, you're like,
yeah, I don't
no.
even do it. I just know to pump and dump and then I feel great.
Yeah, well, the thing with first kids is like, you know, you sanitize everything, and by the third one, they're eating the Cheerios off the floor. You're like, fuck it, I don't care.
No, yeah, I'm
just
over
get
it.
Out of my face.
And Angela's fine, so
he's getting big.
I was at it again.
Oh wait, I wanted to talk about before we go into celeb gossip and stuff. I want to talk about you down the shore. What the hell was that? How did I didn't know that on your Instagram, you were cooking a lobster. Or Janice was cooking a lobster. I had no idea that Gianni caught that. I thought you had to buy that somewhere.
Okay. Gianni didn't catch that, obviously. He was freaking kidding. I mean,
oh my God. I was like, where the hell there's lobsters down the shore?
No, there's no lobsters here. So our neighbor, he's a caterer for like private jets for like all the celebrities and shit. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. So he gets like all these, you know, crazy meals and crazy lobsters, crazy crabs, like from around the world. So then he could prepare them and put them on the private jets. So
yeah.
He said that lobster was from Deadliest Catch and that lobster had to be like 180 years old because they're not that big unless they're over like 150 years old.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You haven't
and
seen
Janice
huge.
Is a fucking murderer. I couldn't even watch it. Like I wanted to save the lobster. I wanted to throw him in the freaking Jersey Lagoon because I felt awful. And I don't eat fish. Everyone knows I don't eat fish, and I don't like when I see alive animals being slaughtered right in front of me. And Janice
right.
has got that knife, and she gutted him.
Why wouldn't she
screaming.
Boil it? Because that's supposed to be the most inhumane way. It's supposed to just, like,
he didn't fit
in
a fucking pan, bitch. He didn't fit in any of that. He was fucking huge. So she had to cut him up and then throw him in.
That was fucking insane. That's so sad that you think about that. He was alive for 180 years. And then
I know. It was probably like a lobster wizard, and she just killed him. And it was probably like a king of the lobster world somewhere on Deadliest Catch, and she killed him. So
it wasn't. How many pounds did they even know? It must have been like 20 pounds. How many pounds was it?
It had to be 20 pounds because I tried to like lift it up because I got
you
nervous.
You guys, if you don't see this, like this the claws were like 10 inches.
The claws
like
are bigger than my face.
Yeah, they were bigger than I think. They were like 10 by 10 inches, like a huge fucking enormous
no,
lobster.
No, it was disgusting. And everybody ate it in like 10 minutes. Everybody loved it. I guess he was delicious. But
was it good?
I don't know. I didn't try it, bitch. It's not my thing. And I really wanted to save him. So I'm so sorry to the wizard lobster. I couldn't save you.
Oh, I've been seeing so many different things. I mean, I don't know if I can ever go vegan, but like I've been like laying off the meat for a while. Like because it's like I've been seeing all these things with all the vegans in the world, and you fly through Facebook and you see all these horrible things, like animals cuddling with their babies and stuff, and then taking them away. I'm like, oh my god,
oh my god, stop.
So I've been like, not, like, I don't want to pay attention.
Yeah, but like, you can eat meat that, you know, it says on the packages, like, doesn't it say something
sustainably raised?
Well, yeah, or just like they live to their fullest, or, you know, they put something on the package to make sure.
Yeah,
you know,
organic, that, grass fed, whatever.
Yeah, so I try and eat meats like that.
Yeah,
but like, I can't think of the process because I would kill myself.
No, it's horrible.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Enough about killing animals.
God.
Oh, yeah. Private jets. Part of the private jets I want to talk about real quick. Pink was just her private jet crashed and caught on fire.
Was she on it? And everyone survived.
Yeah, she was on it. Her and all her 10 people in Oslo. They were leaving Oslo and going to, like, Germany or something.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? God forbid she passed.
So it landed. And while it was landing, I guess, like, one of the tires broke. So it got sparky. And then it caught on fire. So, like, it was, like, on the ground when it caught on fire. So they just all, like, pushed the windows
out. Oh,
well,
that's good.
Yeah, God,
if it was
God.
In the air, she would have been done.
Oh, my own.
God forbid.
Yeah. So good. So she's good. All that. And should we just get this, while we're talking about dying and horrible things, should we just get it out of the way?
What?
The fucking horrible shootings, the two mass murders that happened.
I cannot. Like, I had a political debate the other day with the whole family, and we were all screaming at each other, and I was like, this is why we don't talk about politics and gun laws and shit. But this shit is disgusting now. A freaking four-month-old, that's like almost Angelo, died in Walmart from that freaking shooting. Can you imagine? Oh, I go to Walmart all the freaking time with the kids.
So if you're under a rock and you don't know, this past week, there was two mass murders, one in El Paso, Texas, killing 22 people. And
disgusting.
Then there was one in Dayton, Ohio, killing,
I hate everyone,
I think 19 people, with including the killer's sister. He killed his own sister in the streets of Ohio. The Ohio guy was shot dead by police, and the El Paso guy that killed 22 is he's in custody.
Oh, he's still alive? Let's fucking torture him.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
I believe I might be maybe wrong. I've seen the news. Shut up! I think he's alive still. But regardless, all these stories are coming out. Like, you know, like, he always, this guy was always weird in high school, and
that's like the typical profile for a mass murderer.
Yeah. So, like, the girlfriend said that, like, their first date, this is the El Paso guy. Mm-hmm. On their first date, he showed her videos of mass murders, like, on his phone, and then said, like, he wanted to, like, slit her throat like, during sex or something. And they talk about all these
things. And she didn't go to the cops when he said that and showed the murder.
No, she's like a weirdo. She has, like, her nose pierced. I don't know.
I have my nose pierced, you bitch.
No, that kind of means, like, a murderer. But she was, like, they seem like they were, like, kind of weird and gothy together. I don't know. But regardless, I mean, there's lots of signs. But you don't ever know, like, when someone's being serious or not. But it's just, like, it's just 251 murders and mass murders, sorry, in 2019 alone. And we're the only country in the world.
Oh, I saw that chart. Did you see the chart?
This year alone, we're the only people that had zero murder. Everywhere else in the world, every city, everywhere else in the world except the United States, were the only people who had mass murders. And not just one. And it's only been 6 months into, or 7 months into 2019. It's not the full year.
We are not the safest country ever. Like, well, we were before.
They don't
lie
a lot like
now,
that in Italy. Like, you know, people in Germany, people in...
Well, there was a shooting in Australia, and then they...
Australia, Africa,
and then,
no one's
like,
doing that
all
shit.
The laws. Honestly, I want to move because our country is going the fuck down. Literally, Handmaids is happening. The Handmaid's Tale, that shit is going down right now.
I mean, and the thing was, the one in El Paso, Texas specifically said that he despised Mexicans, and he was afraid that Mexicans were coming over from Mexico in El Paso. That's right at the border. And he said they're taking over America. And
supposedly he idolized Trump, and he was following all the white supremacists and all this shit on Twitter.
Right.
And he wanted to be them. Like, bitch, I'm Mexican. Fuck off.
Yeah,
I say we get him in jail and we torture him. First, I would take his fingernails off, and then I would rub soap in his eyes, and then I would... What would you do?
I wouldn't be able to look at him. It's fucking disgusting.
No, like to torture him. What would you do? I would give him paper cuts in between his toes, and then I would put soap in his eyes.
I would cut his nipples off with scissors.
You would do that? I think you would throw up. You wouldn't be able to do that.
I wouldn't do it if I had to.
You would do. Like, I could give him a paper cut. I could put soap in his eyes.
I would just shoot him in the head.
You could shoot him?
Well, I wouldn't want to kill someone.
I don't think I could live with that.
No, but I don't want to
do that. But I'll give him a fucking paper cut in between his toes. Piece of shit.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'll cut his nipples off with a nail clipper.
That's worse. It gets stuck. Yeah,
and let him sit there. But this is, I mean, it's just disgusting what it's come to. And I think that, horrible. Like, we don't get political on this show, but I definitely, there's something has to be done. I mean, it comes down to a simple thing, the gun laws. I mean, you shouldn't be able to go to Walmart and buy a fucking gun. You should, guns should be for fucking police people.
I mean,
and like hunting for, hunting guns. But like,
well, that's definitely a start. But I always say, like, it's like drugs. It's like they're illegal, but you can get it somehow. So either way, I feel like it's always going to be a problem. But just to start off like that would be amazing.
But they have guns in every other country in the world, too. I mean, but and then there's
no, we just have fucking assholes here that think
you can literally go in a Walmart in Texas and buy one. Like at 17 years old, you can literally go buy these murder weapons. So this is disgusting. Well, I have one more gross story before we leave. This was just today in London. There was a 17-year-old schizophrenic boy at a museum, and he went up to this woman holding her baby.
Oh my God! No! Don't tell me.
Ripped the baby out of his arms and threw it over the balcony, over a ten floor balcony. Threw the kid off.
So this is another story because there was another story. I forget where it was. This guy wanted to kill someone. He was like 20 years old. He wanted to kill someone in the mall. He walked into the mall. And he was on the top balcony, like the fourth floor, and he just picked up a 7-year-old and threw him off the balcony.
Same idea.
It's the same fucking story.
Yeah, maybe the same one. Yeah. So this was at a museum.
And obviously the baby died.
No, he's in critical condition in the hospital.
Oh my God.
A 6-year-old boy.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know, but whatever God you pray to, let's all just like say a prayer.
Yeah, because praying is going to help. No, let's praying's fucking not gonna do shit. Kill these people.
No, nothing. Your prayers and thoughts don't
thoughts
mean
and anything, prayers but... No, I'm like over when people say that, like, no.
Yeah, so something has to be done. So if you can do something about this anywhere out there, just make it stop. Thank you. Let's go into celeb gossip. I have a whole laundry
list. Before
list.
Celeb gossip, let's talk about our shows we're watching.
So, oh yes, bitch.
I just started binging Euphoria. That's why because Michelle got here like 2 hours ago and I watched 2 episodes. I'm like, bitch, hold on. So I was watching Euphoria. And I think I'm on the 7th episode. You guys, it is so fucking good. I like it's hard for me to like get on every show because I'm like addicted to like The Handmaids and everything. But when I see people talking and like raving about shows, then I have to watch it. And it is so fucking good.
Wait, is this the one that they play a video game on their phone and they're all addicted and then Zendaya's in a crack house and the guy's like looking for this girl?
No, that's on Black Mirror or that's on Netflix.
What was that show?
I forget, but this is on HBO and it's amazing. And it's basically Zendaya's a drug addict. And then she's just trying to overcome that. And it talks about like high school and all the drama that goes on with high school and parties and drinking and rape and being gay.
So that's not the same show as the one with the phone, the app on the phone that everyone's like dying and going missing from?
No, I just said that's on Netflix. This is another show. Euphoria. It's about drug addicts and high school and rape and being gay and all of that stuff. And
maybe
I had
that's
no
what
idea.
I watched and I didn't like. I thought that I was watching Euphoria. Maybe I didn't like that other show.
I had no idea that the character Jules, who's blonde, I had no idea she was a trans woman.
Oh. Huh.
I had no idea because she's just so gorgeous. And I guess she's like a really like, you know, known model. But
what's her name?
I forget. I have to Google it. You could probably Google the cast. But the whole freaking thing's amazing. You would love it, I think.
A diverse cast. I love it.
And then there's the dad. So the popular kid, his father is gay, but obviously it's hidden. So he meets people in the hotel room like once a week, I feel. And he just bangs all these guys and then he records it and then he puts it in his office and his office is always locked and he has 2 kids.
Oh, now there's gay sex. Now I have to watch.
No. Yeah. So you would think it's so hot. You would love his thighs. So you have to binge.
His thighs?
No, yeah, you see, that's very vulgar. You see a lot of penises.
You see penises?
You see a ton. They're in the locker room and there's penises walking around. You have to watch. You would die.
Stop. Now I'm turning it on. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Yes,
so there's a lot of peen and a lot of boobies. It's very sexual.
That's all you have to say.
And I didn't know that. So I started watching it with Sissy and they started banging and the penis came out. And I threw Sissy off the bed. I'm like, go. They didn't want it. I didn't want her to see and be like, mommy, what are they doing? So I threw her off the bed and then I stopped it. But yeah, there's a lot of sex in it. So I feel like you would like it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I just finished Orange is the New Black, the final season.
I'm over that. I stopped watching that years ago.
I did too, and then I had to catch up because I knew it was ending.
No,
so
yeah,
I was like,
not
"Oh my
great,
god!"
Though is it?
I mean, all the episodes kind of tie into one another, and they're like all the same shit anyway.
Yeah,
they're
the
like,
first two seasons were like really good, and then the third one I fell off. It wasn't. That
I
great.
Fell off too after the riot. I fell off, and then I went back, and I finished the whole season. It ended. You know, it wasn't a shocking ending. It wasn't a really, really horrible ending. It was just kind of like, you know, it ended and everyone's kind of like happy at the end. Not happy, but, you know, nothing horrible happens. I mean, a lot of people die, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm over it.
So I watch it, but I want to give a shout out to Danielle Brooks. She's plays Tasty on the show, and also Natasha Leone. She plays the curly-haired red girl. I forget her name on the show. Anyway, their performances were fucking stellar with a capital STELLAR.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing actresses.
They were crying the whole time. I don't know how they got the... Everyone cried in this episode, this season, but I don't know how they cry on demand. It's very crazy.
You can cry on demand. Remember we did it once when you were drunk and you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
You just thought about mommy and you were crying.
Yep. Yep. I tried to do that a lot because in case I ever have to be an actress.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I pretend I'm acting and I like do a script and I talk to myself in the mirror.
A skit. Yeah. I also watched the second season. I didn't finish it yet. The second season of the show. Remember we watched that whole show in our dressing room?
Oh my God. Light as a feather. I just started it and I'm on episode 3. Don't tell me.
Okay. I probably the same with you.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a great show. That's on Hulu. It's called Light as a Feather. It's like kind of like, it's kind of like witches, not witches. What are they? It's like a spell. Sci-fi?
Sci-fi? Yes. Definitely sci-fi, but they're not witches.
It's like a curse.
These girls have a curse, and they have to, like, try and get rid of it, and everyone's dying.
So it's like, what's that movie where in, like, Final Destination? So it's kind of like Final Destination, like, you know, everyone's going to die, and, like, they can't cheat death. It's kind of like that. So it's, and I don't really shit like that, but I liked it, but McKenna's got the curse this season, so we all knew what was going to happen. So yeah, that's what I've been watching.
And Handmaid's Tale, it's amazing.
Oh,
it's amazing.
What's happening there?
It's amazing. They're starting to riot. The handmaids are killing the commanders, and Gilead is gonna come to an end. So it's amazing. Bravo to the bravo to the writers and the actors.
They're retaliating.
Yes, it's. I can't wait for the next episode.
But while we're on the subject, we have to give a shout out to our girl Nico. She's got a new job.
Oh, Nico, bitch. So I knew they were doing like a different series of The Walking Dead, and they just released a trailer, and I guess it's like the kids' version of The Walking Dead, of them like growing up in the era of like zombies and shit. So Nico Tortorellini got casted as one of the main cast members in the new Walking Dead series. So congratulations, bitch.
How exciting. I hope we get to go on set and play dead people.
Yeah, I mean, they asked me, did I tell you a while ago to be a zombie?
Yeah.
And I said no because I thought it was stupid. Now it's the biggest regret of my life.
Because you don't want to be a dead. You want to be like a walker. Or you don't want to be a walker.
Dead is a walker.
Oh, I don't
know. Yeah. So congrats. Maybe we can go on set and calm down set.
I know. I would love to do that. Where's it shooting?
Probably Georgia. I don't know.
Oh, Georgia.
But I'm really excited for him. And we're going to go.
Clean my whole house. Did I tell you about clean my house?
Joey hired a person and they took their wig off.
Oh, God. It was hysterical. So I used TaskRabbit. Shout out to TaskRabbit.
What the fuck is TaskRabbit?
It's like Uber for for services. Like, you, they'll do anything.
What a great service. You put a freaking wig on your chair.
So my house was so filthy. Remember, I was trying to motivate myself last week to clean the house. So I finally got around to it this week. I put a big dent in it by the time she got here. Like, everything was picked up. All she really needed to do was, like, clean the, like, all the surfaces and vacuum and, like, clean under the rugs and shit and do all the shit.
How much did you pay her?
She charged everyone charges differently on TaskRabbit, but this one particular one was $70 an hour.
That's more than I pay.
So I ended up, I know it is. I spend up like two and a half hours. So I paid her like $250, I think, which is
I give my cleaning lady, she cleans my whole house.
$60.
I give her $200.
Yeah.
Crazy. They're robbing you.
I have to find a cheaper TaskRabbit. I didn't actually like her. So her apartment was getting a little hot. And she's getting worked up a little bit. So I was in my room kind of tidying up. And all of a sudden I look out and I see that she has like a scarf on her head. And I was like, oh, my God. And when she walked in, she had some big rainbow hairdo. And I look over, I was like, oh, my God, she took her wig off. She was working up a sweat, the poor girl. She had to take off her rainbow wig and she left it on my chair.
I was like, oh, my God. He sent me a picture and I'm like, okay, if it's a regular wig, fine. It's a fucking rainbow unicorn wig. I'm like, where is she going? Wait, so who is this guy? Like, where is he from? What do you know about him? How long have you been talking about to him? Like, what's going on?
We met on the internet like years ago. We never actually met in person. I think we're just like Instagram friends. I believe we met on Instagram. I don't want to say his name, but he lives in Washington, D.C., which is like 3 hours away. So, obviously just like, friendly hanging out. We obviously can't date. He lives like in 3 states away.
And why is he coming to New York City?
I don't know. He's going to see his friend or something, or his cousin. I have no idea. I didn't pay attention.
Probably see another hookup.
What? Oh my God! Do you think he is?
No, I'm kidding.
Am I going to get diseases?
Oh my God! I mean, always wear a condom.
I have condoms. I bought them. They're from Amazon.
Wait, are you gonna? Is he a bottom?
Well, the thing is, he is normally a top, but he said for me, he would bottom.
Oh, ew! Are you gonna have sex with him?
I hope so. I haven't had sex in 2014 with that German guy.
I don't believe that.
No, it wasn't a German guy. It was a guy in Kansas. No,
I feel like every time you go to Russia, you bang someone.
I never had butt sex. I blew someone in Russia.
Oh, my God. So you're going to put it in his butt?
I want to. So I have condoms. I bought condoms from
Amazon. Ew, I can just see your face.
Sick. I have condoms from Amazon. I have lube. And
Is that why you cleaned your apartment? Wait, when is he coming?
He's coming at the end of the month. Like the 20th. This is the week I live for Russia. So like 24th or 25th, I think.
You have to light candles. You have to get alcohol. Are you guys going to go like to dinner?
I hope so. I don't want to just have a sex date. I want to be like, out to eat first.
Are you going to bring them to the place right around the corner?
No. I mean, I could, but that's like tacky. I want to get like into like, I don't know. I maybe let's go for beers and some wings. I don't know.
Ew, what beers and wings. Bye.
Can you imagine? What if I could perform with anxiety? Yeah, it's very cute. He's a hot body. He's a Marine.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm, like, nervous for you.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. So, I don't know.
You could use my chest as a pillow.
Fuck off. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, what?
So, I thought my house is clean. No, my God. Is there more?
Read more of your texts.
I'm not reading that.
Not now.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
But I have tons of celeb gossip. Let's get to that before we get carried away.
Okay, you go, because, bitch, I have to leave.
Okay, I have a bunch. So there's, okay, I'm just going to hand them off. Victoria's Secret hired the first trans model.
Yas queen.
I forgot her name, but she is Brazilian.
Oh, sexy.
She's very hot. Very hot lady. Very hot lady. So after they announced last week that they canceled the show, not because there was trans people in it, not because of the trans issue, but they're canceling that show. But so she was hired as to be in the catalog. She's like a catalog girl or something. So she's obviously stunning. So I don't think they were being discriminatory toward transgendered women. I think they just didn't have to find there just never was a girl hot enough. I mean, and this girl is like, she looks just like one of the Victoria's Secret girls. I can see why they hired her. She's just, regardless of her gender or whatever, she's fucking stunning. So she
got hired. They should have hired you.
Plus size section. Do they make plus size lingerie?
They have to.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Destiny's Child has a surprise for everyone. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
They're going on tour.
They're going on tour. they're copying the Spice Girls. She was inspired by the Spice Girls, Beyonce said.
Beyonce agreed to that?
Yes, she agreed to it. She said that it's their 20-year anniversary. They started in the year 2000. This is the 20th year anniversary coming up. What would be better to celebrate than go on tour? She goes, the Spice Girls are doing such a great job, and she thinks it would be great for the 20th anniversary. What better way to celebrate with Michelle, Kelly, and Beyonce?
Okay, so now that we know that Beyonce, because Beyonce is Beyonce. She's like on top. You don't get better than Beyonce. We know that she is cool enough and like willing and down to earth to do a tour with Destiny's Child, Justin Timberlake needs to step the fuck down off his high horse and do an NSYNC tour. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully he'll see that and be like, all right, Beyonce's doing a Destiny's Child. Shit, I'll do it with NSYNC, because those boys have been wanting to do a tour forever. Remember we were talking to Lance?
Yeah.
And he was like, I would die to do a tour, but everyone's down except Justin.
Yeah, right. What year did they start? Because their 20th has to be coming up.
Oh, my God. They started in the 90s.
Oh, so they had their 20th year anniversary.
No, yeah, I think they're older than that.
Maybe they're 25 year.
But regardless, I mean, come on.
I know.
Oh, wait, should we talk about how I'm going to see Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
You guys. So you know how I went to go see Backstreet Boys. All right. So you know how I saw Backstreet Boys in Vegas for my girl's bachelorette? It was amazing. I met them backstage. We were drinking, and there was so much fun.
Remember we met them on the rooftop, too?
I was so nervous. Oh, my God. So now they're coming to the East Coast, and they're playing in the city, and they're playing in Jersey. So I'm going to go to the city one, and I am so freaking excited. I'm bringing my homegirls. Ew, homegirls. I'm bringing my girls from high school. And we're going to go, and we're so freaking excited. And Joey's taking us out to dinner before.
Yes. I'm so excited for that.
It's our mommy's birthday, August 15th. So if
your mom's birthday?
Yeah. So if anyone's listening and you're going to see Backstreet Boys in the city, I will be there, bitches. And I'm wearing my Backstreet Boys tank top. Thank you.
Did you get backstage passes?
I mean, I'm hoping we get to see him backstage, but I don't know. They might be tired and shit. I don't know.
No, I'm sure they used to meet and greets. But that's going to be fun.
Totally.
Mommy loved the Backstreet Boys. Her favorite was the guy with the mustache.
Stop. AJ?
No, Kevin. Was his name Kevin?
Well, yeah, Kevin. Kevin's like he looks like a prince. AJ, yeah, AJ's the mustache with like the bad boy look.
No, yeah, it was the prince one. That was my mother's favorite. My mother's email address is SBBSB. Like, oh, SCB. Susan Catherine, a Backstreet Boys 29 or something like that.
Oh, my God, stop. That's my email address.
My mom's birthday is on the 17th.
How crazy.
They're both Leos. Strong women. So speaking of Destiny's Child, I'm going to see the tour. I love Destiny's Child. I can't wait to see, I'm a survivor. So that's exciting to look forward to. And now also, this is a little kooky because we all know that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift were fighting for years. Over whatever, I forget, stupid girl drama. But now they are in the woman empowerment move. They decided to team up with Selena Marie Gomez, and the three of them are coming out with a song together. Taylor Swift, Katy Marie Perry, and Selena Marie Gomez. are having a song together. Okay.
Kura?
Did you hear me?
No, yeah. I said so great. Katie awesome.
Oh, yes. Great song. Okay. So moving on. Cara Delevingne got lesbian married in Las Vegas to her lesbian wife, Ashley Benson.
Oh, and I didn't even know she was hooked up with someone.
Yeah, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. I didn't know she had a girlfriend, but she has a wife now. So Cara Delevingne, the model.
Oh, get it, girl.
Ashley Benson. But at the wedding, I found out it was more odd. The wedding guests at the little chapel in Las Vegas were the Jonas Brothers and Charlize Theron.
Like, so random.
So random. No. I don't know what they were all doing together. The Joe Bros hanging out with Charlize. That's dramatic. And then, because they're all married, why are they hanging out with a single lady on the town? But yeah, so congratulations to you ladies. Have a nice lesbian lover a life together. Caitlyn is in the news because she's not the only, not Caitlyn. But Caitlyn Jenner, the other Caitlyn Jenner, is in the news because her and her boyfriend, Brody Jenner, are divorcing. So now there will only be one Caitlyn Marie Jenner in the block, and it is my Caitlyn Marie. So they're getting divorced. I called it last time because I knew they were getting along.
You know, I never saw them lasting, but I really wanted them to.
Well, maybe it's for season drama. Everyone's speculating maybe there needed some more drama next season.
No, that's bullshit. You don't get a divorce for freaking ratings. That's fucking bullshit. Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised by it. He's a jerk off. I think that he's like, you know, a cocky prick, and so he needs a woman to like check him to place. And that bitch was not handling that drama. She's like, I'm not standing for it. So she left.
But now, I also think he has like internal issues going on, especially with his dad transitioning. I feel like it's just. Well,
are you a therapist? Oh my god!
I feel like
are you a psychologist?
I feel like he's really fucked up from that.
What the fuck did
I sound
from?
So smart?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I am the new Dr. Drew.
Am I calling my Talkspace app? Hold
y'all.
On.
Y'all.
Maybe it's deep-rooted. You're like, it's a deep-rooted issue.
Fuck off!
Hence the behavioral patterns that have been
stop. I can tell when I watch The Hills, you little bitch. God.
So, yeah. So there's only, now there will only be one Caitlyn Marie in this house. Do you think now Caitlyn Marie, Caitlyn real Jenner, I mean, Caitlyn Brody's girlfriend, spells it with a K, and that was her name before her, you know, before it was, Caitlyn's. Now, do you think that Caitlyn's going to change her name to with a K now?
No.
Because it's available?
No.
Okay.
Why would she ever do that? Because then you're copying Kim.
Okay. Well, phone number neighbor. So this is a new craze sweeping the nation all over Instagram, and everyone's calling their phone number neighbor. So what that means is everyone's calling and posting the text messages.
Oh, I saw that.
So like, say my number is 555-1233. I would text the person who has 555-1234 and 555-1222.
Wait, so what number do you change? The one at the end?
You change it for, you know, there's two numbers, the neighbors. You can have your front neighbor and your back neighbor. So you're in the middle of two numbers.
Oh.
You text one and say, hey, I'm your phone number neighbor. And then, and all these fun stories are coming out. People like randomly like met, like single people actually met and like went on dates. People actually like kept it up and like have like had stuff in common. Like they like,
wait,
cause I'm sure you're all leaving the same neighbor because you have the same kind of numbers. You started your phone self-service in a certain area. So a lot of common people are coming together, and friends, groups of friends are meeting up with friends at bars, and it's sweeping the nation. Everyone's like, and most of the majority of the time, people are just saying, fuck off, don't call this number again. But
well, I saw one on Instagram, and this guy was like, hey, you're my phone number neighbor. My name's whatever. And then the guy was like, hey, this is Howard. It's not a good time. My wife just cheated on me and we're getting a divorce. And
Oh, no. And
he was like, oh no, I'm here for you, bro. And he was like, yeah, she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, people are just like, you know, it's a fun way. And it's kind of spontaneous and fun, kooky, if you will. I like it. I haven't done it yet.
I think you should do it.
And because people are saying, like, you know, at, like, you know, single people that are doing it, it's like, you know, like, are you a guy or are you a girl? It's like, I'm a girl. It's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm this age. And it's like, and people are hooking up from it. And it's like, it's sweeping the nation. So text your phone number neighbor and see, and post it on Instagram. See what's going on with that.
Wait, I think you should do it.
I will do it.
Cool.
I'm going to do it. But I do it at a certain time that so people aren't like, what's a good time to do that? Like in the afternoon?
Yeah, do it in the afternoon on like a Saturday. Do it this weekend, and then we could talk about it next weekend on who your neighbors are.
Okay.
Cool.
So this week, Gigi Marie Hadid is in the news because she was at the Dumbo House, which I got invited to the other day. It's like the Soho House, but it's called the Dumbo House. It's a new exclusive one in Brooklyn. and Gigi Marie Hardid was there with Tyler C of the Bachelorette fame. And as we all know, the Bachelorette, Hannah Montana, she is the first Bachelorette in history that ended the show and didn't pick a boyfriend. So her main boyfriend that she would have picked if she didn't pick no one, was this guy named Tyler. So, and he left Hannah's apartment, the Bachelorette, that night, and then went to the Soho House with Gigi, and then left with Gigi and went to Gigi's house. So he's two time and around town. I can see why she didn't pick him. He's dating both girls. Are you doing your eye makeup?
No, I'm trying to get my hair up. Keep going.
Okay. Our girlfriend Aaron Carter's in the news. Our wild child. I just found out that he follows me on Twitter.
I think you made him when he was a guest on our podcast.
Oh, probably. He follows me on Twitter and Instagram. So Aaron Carter's
obsessed.
A little hot water now because, you know, if I miss the days when he was jumping out of speeding cars, opening and closing the doors, throwing, you know, crack pipes out the window. Those are the good days.
Living his best life.
So now he's in a little news, hot water, hot dog. He's all this about, like, you know, talking about like rescuing pit bulls, rescuing all these animals. So he's rescuing these animals, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, you're doing so good." He's like, "Yeah, I have a local. I'm going to save these animals and get them up and running, and then, you know, and then find them adoption. You're supposed to adopt them." So he'll find like sick puppies and like save them from the kill shelters, and then like rehabilitate them, and then you're supposed to then have someone adopt them. But he's not adopt them. He's selling them for $3,000.
Oh my god, he's like a puppy mill. He's a puppy mill.
He's a puppy mill, so like you're supposed to donate. That's the charity, not you're supposed to sell them. He's like, yeah, if I end up not keeping them, I can get rid of this one for $3,500. Just hit me up and hit my DMs if you want to buy the dog. It's like, you fucking shady fuck. So everyone's like yelling at him because he's being mean. He's selling dogs and doing it just to get money, not to be like nice to the dogs.
Oh my, that's the worst press you can ever get.
Oh, I know.
Oh my god.
So we got some good press this week because. Kim Kiki Marie Kardashian, she helped her brother out this week because Rob Kardashian has a new clothing line or an old clothing line. I had no idea. I thought he had Arthur George socks, but apparently he has a clothing brand called Barely Alive, and he sells t-shirts and all different stuff. Oh wait, no, the name's Halfway Dead.
Barely Alive, you're stupid.
The company's called Halfway Dead. So this company was going under Chapter 11. He has all these investors that helped him get all this money up to buy this company or to make some t-shirts, and no one was buying them because they forgot about it probably.
So then
Marie, Kris Kardashian, she was like, girls, get together. I need you all to help your brother Rob. So he's like, she sent boxes of all the t-shirts to the girls and like asked them to post things. And Kim was like, I'll do it. I'll handle it. So she put her t-shirt on, Rob's t-shirt on, took a picture and just simply wrote this in the caption, halflaydead.com. And then within 3 hours, the entire stock of every item on the whole company sold out. They made like $3 million in one day.
No freaking way. See the power of the Kardashians?
I know. One single t-shirt. Kim was like, sit down, girls. I got this one. She literally posted one picture with her t-shirt, putting a peace sign up, and the entire company sold out 100% of their stock in one day. That they were sitting on merchandise and debt for all the millions of dollars. They made $3 million in 3 hours.
They probably made all their money back then.
100%. So now they have no merchandise. 100%. But now, you know, people aren't going to, you know, hopefully do better merchandise that people are going to want to buy off the brand. But so then Kim saw that I text Kim. I said, Kim, you know, we're having trouble with our t-shirt line as well. So I sent her one of the Could I shirts, and she put a picture of us up too.
She did. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thanks, Kimmy. You're my friend. Did we get any sales from that?
Not quite. But you guys can go to nicolescraftroom.com and get our merchandise, because once we go on tour, you guys are going to want to wear our apparel.
Yeah, you're going to want the apparel.
Yeah. I like what you see.
Yeah. So that's all I've got. But I did want to talk about my obsession for the week, because we haven't done that in a while, and I truly am obsessed with this product. And if you're listening or you know anyone who can get me free shit, hit me up. It's called Way, the hair company that the Kardashians hairdresser Jen Atkin makes. They sell in Sephora. But this product is called a dry shampoo mousse. And I love it because I have short hair, and like dry shampoo just makes you look like you have powder in your hair. and it's like dusty looking. This is just like a mousse, so your hair gets a little bit wet, but it dries in seconds.
Ooh.
And it smells fucking good. It makes your hair look like you just came out of a salon. Like I literally put it in my hair before I like leave the house, and my hair's all bedhead. And it smells so good. I haven't washed my hair in weeks. And the way dry shampoo mousse is my go-to Kodak Homan product of the week.
Yes, queen.
And that's gonna about to wrap it up. Nicole's gotta get over there too.
I gotta get over to my roomies. So thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend. And we will see you next week. Joey has a little homework.
Yep.
He's gonna find out his neighbors.
My neighbors, yeah. So have fun down the shore. I'll be in the Hamptons.
Have fun being rich, bitch.
Yeah, have a blessed day. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining.
We love you. Bye.
Bye, girl.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.